العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على النبي الهاشمي المدني الأطحي التهامي السيد البهي السراج المضيء الكوكب الدري صاحب الوقار والسكينة المدفون بالمدينة العبد المؤيد الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear سماحة السيد, Dear respected audience, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. After taking permission from سماحة السيد, I will address the crowd. بعد إذنكم سيدنا. Allah the Almighty says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي فلا تخشوهم واخشوني اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العلي العظيم. One might ask tonight, why does the Sayyid recite the verse for which signifies the day of Ghadir? For with every Imam, it's a day of Ghadir. With every birth signifies the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. أولنا محمد أوسطنا محمد آخرنا محمد، صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. You might ask the power of the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam signified, exemplified, it is shown to us. It is made and announced that with that love, the disbelievers gave up on trying to do whatever they can do. They gave up. Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding us the wilaya, reminding us the love of Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein, which is the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Hadani ibnai, who? Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi is saying, he loves Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. And then he continues after a few words, he says, وَأُحِبُّ مَن يُحِبُّهُمَا. And I love whoever loves those two. You have reason not to love Ahlul Bayt and Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn ibnai. Both of them are my sons, my children. Man ahabbahuma ahabbani. Look, in the previous nights, what have I been talking about? Building relationships, right or wrong? Look how the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is building the relationship for us. See, when you want to, just to give you an example, when you want to build a relationship, when you're a child, with a friend, you think your parents leave you alone without telling you, listen, these kids, watch out from them. These kids, they try to make you friends with good kids. Bad kids, they try to isolate you. And they go on and forth in every kind of relationship. You see, your parents try to become what? They try to become guardians because that's their role. They try to show you who to love, who to hate, who to be with, who to be friends with. Even when it comes to marriage. You go to your mother, you try as much as you want. Some kids, they try, I want to be independent, I want to pick my own wife. But deep down inside his heart, he wants his mother to be happy. Because you know, no tawfiq takes place without the mother's happiness. And the girl also. She wants her father required to make sure he's happy with it, and her mother is happy. Why? They're building a relationship. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Man ahabbahuma ahabbani. Whoever loves those two, he loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي. Look at how he's building, connecting the dots, building the relationships. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ. And whoever loves me, Allah loves him. And then, what did we say earlier? Building a relationship is what? Acquiring a perfection. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever Allah loves him, sometimes what do we do? What did I just say? وَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever God loves him, he will put him in heaven, right? What happened in our minds? What do we think? Allah must love me and then as a result, I'm going to go to heaven. No. The fact Allah loves me is heaven. When it happens, it does not first happen and then God decides. No, it happening is what is heaven. Allah loving me is heaven. Therefore,
to love me, to love the Prophet, meaning loving Allah, so loving the Prophet is heaven. And to love the Imamain, al-Hasan wal-Husayn, is loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is loving Allah. Therefore, loving al-Hasan wal-Husayn alayhim as-salam is heaven. It is the heart of heaven. Without their love, we do not want heaven. Right or wrong? Now it's right. By now you should know me. Yeah. You say right, now I got you. Watch out. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. This religion that was brought and blessed, the heart of it is the love. The heaven of it is the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. What is this religion? That the Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala faraja, revolves around protecting this religion. See, in the past few nights I've been talking about the traditionalists, the classics, and those, the liberals, and I want to tie all the loose ends tonight as much as I can, and keep in mind, I lost two lectures, okay? So I'm talking with 2 hours not available. It's not a low blow to the Tabligh committee here. I'm just making a point, all right? Salawat ala Muhammad. You know, I got to make this comment. Honestly, being in Dubai and being with the community was one of the best experiences, mashallah. The loving, caring, everyone is loving, everyone is caring. It is a great, wonderful experience. And even when we had the lights off, I could see all of you because the lights of Iman in each and every one of you, inshallah. And the light of Iman is not because of you, it's because of the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam inside of you. And let me tell you, keep that love with you and don't lose it, because this is the only love that will safeguard you. This is the only love that will save you. This is the only love that you will see useful, the only love that will save you on the Day of Judgment. When everything else does not work, when everyone else leaves you, when your children, your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your husbands, your wives, every single one and every single thing lets go of you. But when you say, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Fatima, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein, and you will see that safety. That will save you. So keep it with you and don't ever let go of it. Don't ever let go of it. And the way you keep it, see, every time, tie your heart, wrap it around this heart of yours, this self of yours, wrap it with one thing. I'm giving you, take this advice tonight, leave everything I gave you, take this one, because I need it before all of you. There is greed here. Why? Because when you do it, I get the thawab. I'm investing in each and every one of you. Wrap it around with what? As-salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. You know, when you start talking about Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, there is no end to it. Their love is the type of love, it gets renewed. With every thought of Ahlul Bayt, a new power of love emerges. With every time comes to mind the names of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, a new revival of the soul. You can think you are dead. You go through hard times. You go through very tough times. People leave you. Things happen in business. So many different things. What becomes your medicine? What is your healing process? People wonder about us, we the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. What is the way that will bring comfort to our hearts? Is there any other than the mentioning of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? When we see the composition of the word Ya Ali, just say it. Ya, say Ya. Look at the comfort. You know, a lover of Ahlul Bayt, You know him. Why? Because right on his or her face, as soon, and don't look at the her, just keep on the his. You see what? When he says, Ya Ali, there's a smile. What? It has to draw that smile. It's ingrained in each and every one of us. The love of Ali. When you say, Ya Fatima, Subhanallah, Ya Fatima. Look at yourself when you say, look at yourself in the mirror. You show joy, you show happiness. Why? Because this is the making of Ya Fatima, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein. So this is the religion. And we've been talking about this religion. I've said a few things in the past two nights that I want to bring it to closure tonight. When we say, you know, there are people who might concern themselves as defenders of liberty and that we are liberal people and we need to let go of our old ways and we need to modernize things. Why do I keep on insisting on this topic and bring it up in many different flavors? You know why? Because, dear brothers and sisters, it is the ideas in our religions that the Imam alayhi salam is here to protect. So sometimes, as we start thinking, as we become aware of new things, knowingly or unknowingly, what happens to us, we tamper with the principles of the religion, and since the Imam alayhi salam, the 12th holy Imam, is the protector of the religion, who are we waging the war against without knowing? Against the Imam alayhi salam. But let us explain this in detail so we don't mix things together. When I say a traditionalist, I'm not saying we should be traditionalists. I'm not saying we should be classics. I'm not saying we should be liberal or modern. What is traditional? If traditional meaning to go back to the roots, then we're traditionals. If modernization or being modern means to look at today's where I am, the point of reference of time and space, is through looking at the roots that I am modern also. What I'm saying, we should not be ones who stick and are stuck to the roots without living the present, or ones who are living the present without the roots. We cannot be either or. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. The religion is perfected, you know. Sometimes I hear people saying, MashaAllah, this scholar or this speaker comes up with new ideas. He completely renewed the religion. Hold on, this is really not a good compliment to whoever does that. Why? Because Allah said, I perfected your religion. So what do you come up with new ideas for what? Does that mean we don't come up with new ideas? No, it doesn't mean that. It means whatever we come up with has to be rooted in what was given to us and perfected to us is through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Innovate, create, completely do whatever you want within that framework. You become completely rooted. What is a reformer? A reformer is not one who, see, today's definition of reformers, we let go of the old ideas and we come up with something completely new. As Muslims and as Shia Muslims, we are deeply rooted in our two ways. Why are they the weights? Why? Look at how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam described them. The weight. Why? They firm you down. كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ. See, we become rooted. The more weighty we are, okay, what happens to us? We become rooted, we become having this depth. At the same time though, we grow. But our growth stems from the roots. We do not grow outside our roots. Reform is the ability to renew the leaves. You do not renew the leaves without roots. If you completely uproot yourself and start a new root, what happens? Your leaves are weak. Any wind comes and takes you, right or wrong. But when you are a leaf of a very well-rooted tree, can the wind take you? No, you're stuck with this tree. You are belonging to this tree. A reformer, what is a reformer? A reformer is someone who has the roots. A true scholar is someone who has the depth and is able to see the present through that depth. Let me ask you, from the time of the Prophet ﷺ till today, did religion really change? Let me examine this very quickly. Before we had to be honest, today we still have to be honest. Before we should not backbite, today we still shouldn't backbite. Before we had to be kind, now we still have to be kind. Tell me what changes? Really, what changes? The problem is what? If you notice, why do we have new systems coming up and down, new beliefs coming up and down? It is because the roots of why should we be honest? Why ought we not backbite? Why should we not mislead? Why should we not misguide? Why should we want? The roots of it is not clear to those bringing up these systems. Else, do you see, I don't care who it is. Whatever system that comes up, social, political, anything, do you think they're going to say, okay, you know what, let's kill each other? No. It's rejected. They all want what? Good and justice to humanity. لِيَمْلَأَهَا وَاتْ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا. Subhanallah. So every human being wants this. Yes, every human being wants this. لِيَمْلَأَهَا قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا. To fill it with fairness and justice. بَعْدَمَا مُلِئَتْ وَاتْ. See now, we see that religion as religion, the purpose for it, to establish justice on earth. Whoever, human on earth, wants the same thing. We don't differ. The way we come across, they believe others that, let's try something new. Why? Because the first way didn't work. Let's try it again. So it's the way we hold our transactions and our businesses. The way we deal with one another. But if we were to look at the core, religion is religion. Belief is belief. And until today we do transactions. I do buying and selling. Before, buying and selling is exactly like today. But what's the difference? Today we do it online, before they do it with bartering. Right or wrong? When you study it, the social system is what? Is it different or it became more complex, but the roots are the same. So if we understand the roots and the beauty and the power of the Holy Quran and of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is through their teachings, is its dynamics, its ability to fit in any and every time and space. But keep in mind, I need to point out something. What should we do? Here we have religion, and here we have us. Should we bring religion and fit it in us, or should we take us and fit it in religion? What happens nowadays, we are accustomed to things. I have a certain culture, a certain tradition, a certain way, a certain whatever, a certain behavior. What do? I start looking in religion, looking at what in religion can I look and search to say, see, this justifies my behavior. When in reality, what should I be doing? listen, I'm giving up everything. I will leave me being an Arab, me being an Iraqi, an American. I'll leave it at the doors of the Qur'an. I enter the Qur'an as what? As a learner. Tell me, how should I be shaped? What should I be? You give me the Qur'an, you tailor for me, and I will wear it. This is the way we become reformers. This is being modern. This is understanding religion and understanding the now. It's all about understanding the now. Because every single moment in our lives and to be, something new is going to happen to your brothers and sisters. And if we do not understand our role, and if we do not understand what should we do, what happens to us? In every single time, something happens. A new trend that takes place, we will try to change. Now, again, how do we change? Do we have the criteria and the standard and we say we have to be like this? Or we look at this that we have and I say, let me fit it in here. So who becomes a criteria? Who becomes a standard? Me or religion? I become the standard. And I shape religion to me. I don't shape me to religion. That's clear? Now you ask me, what does this have to do with the 12th Imam, alayhi salam? All of what I've been saying had to do with it. Because why? That inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhu. Who's going to protect the dhikr? Who's going to protect the religion? Who's going to protect the Quran from altercations, from changes? Who is? It's the holy 12 Imam alayhi salam. When I try to change religion to fit me, what I'm saying? What am I doing? I'm saying, 12th holy Imam, I like you, but I don't like you that much. So I'm going to change it to fit what I want. See how dangerous this is? You become the enemy of the 12th holy Imam. Wal-iyadu billah. Right or wrong? So now, we need to learn our religion. We need to understand what it is. And we need to adapt with change. What do I mean by that? Today, mashallah, I heard that the Jama'ah is updating their website. Why? No. You got to be traditionalist. Go ahead. We do not need any web. This is haram. Why? You're using something from the West. Some might say that, you know, this is haram. This is all bid'ah. This is all wrong. Why? No, it's not. Someone might come up and tell you this is at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it wasn't there. No, it doesn't have to do with anything. What it is, it's a means to transport an idea. Yes, last before it was the memory, then it was the just the talking, then it was different ways of writing. Now, they have the internet. So, we're adapting. But we're not changing the content. We're changing what? The means is through which we deliver the content. And this is why, dear brothers and sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. This night, what do you know about it? What is it that we revealed on this night? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better than 1,000 months. Why? Just to show the immense importance of this night. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. الْمَلَائِكَ and الْرُوحُ descend in this night. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. With the permission of the Lord, with every command. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Peace it is until مطلع الفجر. What is this that is descending, dear brothers and dear sisters? See, there are many different opinions in regards to what this الروح that is descending on the night of power. And really, because the lack of time, I wanted to detail it so we get a better understanding. But I'm just going to give you a very condensed form and the opinions without the details, just so we get an idea what is happening on the night of power. There is something that takes place that we don't see in our eyes, not because it's not happening. Imagine, for example, every single year, each and every one of you and one of us has a cell phone. Right? And for this, can you live without your cell phone nowadays? Imagine a world without a cell phone. Just imagine. Can you? You depend on it for everything. But this cell phone is run through what? A system. Now you either have Android, iPhones, Windows phones, or what else? BlackBerry. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend those. Okay. You have all these different things, right? These are what systems running. And each provider has a different system also to keep the communication going. Each provider has a code through which once the phone call comes, they route it, they give you your minutes, they give you your SMSs, your MMSs, your phone calls. If you surpass the minutes, you get charged, the billing. It's an entire system. Once in this year, the system needs upgrading. That upgrade will touch every single phone. The difference is what? When we talk about cell phones, there are many different providers. But these providers, I don't know, in Emirat, how many providers are there? Two? Okay. What are they? Ittisalat and what? Do. In America, we have, for example, AT&T, Verizon, etc., etc., a few. But what's in common? Now, if I use one system, does it mean I cannot call the other system? There's a system that is linking everyone together, right or wrong. When I call one, when I have one service, I can call the other service, right or wrong. Once a year, all these services, all these systems need to be upgraded. Imagine, is it impossible that every system in the world is upgraded in one night? Is it impossible? No. And every single system is touched. How many systems do we have? Imagine, how many cell phones do we have worldwide? Billions? So it's possible. Now imagine every single system receives a new upgrade. What this upgrade has? It has, okay, here's now the new plan. Your new plan is according to A, B, and C, and here's how you do it, etc., etc. But this upgrade has in its central office someone that has to say, download. Press this download. Without this download, the upgrade doesn't happen. The system that links everything and everyone. On the night of power, there is, of course, please, do me a favor. This is an example. Don't get stuck on the example. All right? I don't want someone to tell me, well, so do you mean I am at Salat or Duna? The point is this. There are means that through which the portions and what we get throughout the year and the opportunities that we were able through our work, through our dua, through our supplications, reading the Quran, and mainly our love to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, is through all of that we will get our plan for the year. And the plan, see, the plan of ourselves from Allah is different than our calling plan. Why? It's plan with so many different options. It's a plan full of options and criteria. You do this, you get this, you get that, you do this, you do this. And it is so immense, so complex. But in order for all this to be executed, it goes through the Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salam. Some of you will say, oh my God, come on, this is impossible. He's one man. What do you mean? All the system that I talked to you, if they wanted to upgrade it in one push, one button, isn't it possible? You get a system, through that system everything filters. Mechanically, technically, listen, You cannot tell me it's not impossible. It's possible. And this is a man-made system. You think Allah Azza wa Jal cannot make everything go through one person? For those, some of us, unfortunately, we accept the terabytes of information for everything, for libraries to be condensed into something smaller than my thumb. But you tell them something about Ahlul Bayt. Oh, no, stop exaggerating. What is this nonsense? Stop exaggerating. Why don't you have some flexibility in your mind when you accept, see, what is more better, more of a higher status, what has a more fadl in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, a machine or a human being? Who did Allah make his khalifa? Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Who? It is those immaculates. So if this, that Allah did not give them the honors, these machines, they can do it. How come the Khalifa on earth? He can do and more. See, we look at this kitab that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us. And the Holy Quran, when we look at the Holy Quran, we learn a lot of different things. Amongst what we learn in the Holy Quran is that the Quran, in it you see the verse, the word called Al-Kitab, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ. Al-Kitab is what? Some of us think Al-Kitab is the Holy Quran and that's it. But what is Allah saying? It is a holy Qur'an, an honorable Qur'an, in what? Fi kitabin maknoon. In a book that is maknoon. I don't want to get into the details of the meaning of maknoon right now. But the Qur'an is part of a book. But let's listen to the last of the verse. La yamassuhu illal mutahharoon. Who can access that? Who can access that? Al-Mutahharun. Who are the Mutahharun? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَهُ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِيهِ. What is it? كِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِمَامِ الْبُؤْلِ. We got everything in that book, everything in that imam. And that book, who has access to it? لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. The night of power is about downloading that from the book to this world, to this realm, and distributing the system. Now, the details of it, how, what, don't get involved in it right now. Become experts in the field and talk about it. I'm just giving you a glimpse of it. Why? To understand. On the night of power, a great thing happens. When you're looking and downloading on Firefox, what happens? You'll see 10%, 30%, 40%, 70%, 80%, 90%. What happens? Well, I hope you don't disconnect by mistake. Darn it! I lost connection. No, what happens? It keeps on going, 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 going until downloaded. After downloading, what do you have to do? Double click and install. See, this process, it's an example, again, of what happens on the night of power when it comes to our portions, our sustenance, our aqdar, our opportunities for the entire year. A download, but this is a, they are using, mashallah, the malaika have the best connections. They have the best satellites. They have the best fiber optics. Their programs don't break. And I assure you, they're not running Windows or Apple. They are perfect. It's complete download. We're recipients of these downloads. Everything, everything is downloaded. And who is the means for that download? The Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salam. So, dear brothers and dear sisters, some of us live our lives with the Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhi as an accessory wal-iyadu billah. He's an add-on. Whenever I have time, I'll look into him. Whenever they read the dua, I say, Salamu alaykum. whenever they start calling Imam Hussein and I'm in trouble, I'll call him. But some of us live our lives and religion is the core and the heart of our lives. The Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayh is the protector of this religion. Some of us realize that without the Imam, لَسَاخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا عَلَيْهَا, the earth ceases to exist. Some of us live and only know the Imam when we need him. Some of us live and know أَفْضَلُ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي انتظار الفرج. The best my nation can do is to wait for the Imam. I want to give you this hadith that the Imam عليه السلام gave to one of his ambassadors. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَشْيَاعَنَا, if our followers, وَفَّقَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِطَاعَتِهِ, may Allah make them successful to be obedient to Him, عَلَى اجْتِمَاعٍ مِنَ الْقُلُوبِ فِي الْوَفَاءِ بِالْعَهْدِ عَلَيْهِمْ, if they were consulted together to fulfill their promise, لَمَا تَأَخَّرَ عَنْهُمِ الْيُمْنُ بِلِقَائِنَا, they were not delayed the honor to meet with us. How? وَلَتَعَجَّلَتْ لَهُمُ السَّعَادَةُ بِمُشَاهَدَتِنَا عَلَىٰ حَقِّ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَصِدْقِهَا مِنْهُمْ بِنَا, and they would have hastened, and the meeting would have been hastened, and the joy and happiness would have been reached. Listen to this very carefully. I want to leave you tonight after all this journey that I came with you with these few words. فَمَا يَحْبُسُنَا عَنْهُمْ, what holds us back from them? إِلَّا مَا يَتَّصِلُ بِنَا مِمَّا نَكْرَهُهُ وَلَا نُؤْثِرُهُ مِنْهُمْ, what holds us back from this meeting, from reaching to them, and is what? Is what they do, what we receive about them that we dislike of them. You ask, why don't I see the Imam? Why don't I get the Imam in my heart? Why? To be honest with you, meeting with the Imam is not the highest and most important thing. I meet the Imam, Salamu Alaikum, kiss his hand, and I don't see him anymore. Is this the benefit? No. I want the Imam to be present in my heart all the time. It's far more important than meeting with him. If he is in my heart, I'm with him and he's with me. But if sometimes I could see there were people who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam every single day of their lives and see what happened to them. Right or wrong? To have him in our hearts, to be obedient to him, to not be his enemies when it comes to our religion. And our religion is our life. And dear brothers and dear sisters, we have a lot of choices. In these previous nights, I want to close this series of lectures. We started our journey with knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. And I emphasized one point. Allah Azza wa Jal is to be known through channels and gates. You go elsewise, you'll get to know something, but you'll lose everything else. And when you lose it, you really will not refine and get to the point of Al-Jannah. And Al-Jannah, true Jannah, true heaven, is what is Allah being pleased with you meaning? It means Allah is pleased with you that you know Him. Because when you truly know Him, you will love Him. When you truly love Him, you will worship Him. When you truly worship Him, you'll be sincere with Him. And then He will choose you and make you a selected one. This relationship you build. And this cannot be built until you as a human being know how to do it through the role models He left you on earth. And that is Ahlul Bayt salamullahi ta'ala alayhim. And that is why building our relationship with the Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is essential. Building our relationship with each and every one of the Imams, it is a duplicate of the other. They are one. They take us to Allah Azza wa Jal. But we need to realize this. We started all this journey in the night of power. You know what is my biggest fear? We never try something new. I want you to ask yourself, when is it did you actually challenge yourself and broke the shell that you've been cocooned in it for so long? You do the same thing every day, or you copy others not knowing what they're doing. When have you ever said, you know what, enough is enough. Let me find out my potential. Let me try to find out who am I. Let me see the real me. Let me find the real me. Let me taste the true love. Let me taste the true joy. Let me be happy. Let me try something new. Let me find the way. Let me take my hand and try to put it with the hand of the Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Let me be honest when I say, Ya Laytani Kuntu Ma'akum Fa'afuza Fawzan Azeema. Let me. Stop procrastinating. Stop being lazy, saying the good old thing all the time, ever and ever again. Say, this time, tonight is where I start. I will break every chain. I will scrap every old paper. I will carry a new pen and write a new page. I will learn. Nothing comes easy. Some of us, I want to ask you, seriously, be honest with yourselves. Some of us live our lifetime, but reality, our learning's only 1 year or 2 years, our real learning. If you notice, some of us live our life of learning based on a hard few years that we really paid attention. The rest, we just see what's happening, we learn something here, something there, we don't put the effort. Imagine every moment of your life is a learning experience. And let me tell you, I guarantee you this. Why? Because I know my Lord. And because I know Allah Azza wa Jal. And when He promises, He delivers. All you need to know, all you need to do is have a sincere will and intention that you want it badly. When you really want something, Allah is going to deliver it to you. We need to have that will that, God, I really want it. But don't sit back and just lazy on your couch, watching TV day in, day out, doing nothing and say, yeah, God, Allah, I really want it. No, sincerity and true intention means true will. Means you'll wake up on time. Means you're going to put so you're delivered. You're going to try so Allah will challenge you. And let me tell you, yesterday I said it, I will repeat it again. Some of us say, you know, if I have this, I will do that. Let me assure you, you will never get that because for you, see, I used the example yesterday. Allah, if I'm a millionaire, I will do this and this and this. If I'm a millionaire, what does it take to be a millionaire? See, first I need to take the prerequisites. Do I even work? Do I even try hard? Do I even try to better myself? Do I? When Allah sees that you put the effort of someone to become as such, He's going to give it to you. Listen, Allah, do you think Allah, if He gives you something, you're taking away from Him something? Think this way. Let me tell you this. Why do we usually, when I want, for example, I have a project, I want to raise funds. Why do I have to think, you know what, I need to convince this person, this merchant, this businessman, I need this chunk of money. Why? Because at the end of the day, I'm taking something away from him. If I take $1 million, what happens to him? His wealth is reduced $1 million. What do we say in Du'a al-Iftitah? When he gives yazdatu ata'an, he gives more. Allah Azza wa Jal, His wealth doesn't decrease at all. On the contrary, He gives and gives and gives. He creates the giving. What are you talking about? With Allah Azza wa Jal, you need to make the will and the intention. And receive. هذا عطاؤنا. This is our giving. Subhanallah. All of this, and why we don't do it? Man, laziness has taken so much of us. Procrastination and too much hope. Each one of us thinks that we're going to live forever. No one now thinks that maybe it is my final moment. No one thinks it is the last instance of my life. No. But we ought to think this way. We ought to work forever and work as if we're going to be done tonight, this instant. Allah Azza wa Jal is the giver. So there is no end to His giving. And the Imams alayhim salam, they're their protectors. And they are the ones through which everything emanates. And they are the ones through which we can get more and more. They are our true wasila. They are our true wasila to Allah Azza wa Jal. True means to Allah Azza wa Jal. I advise you, dear brothers and sisters, please read Az-Ziyar al-Jami'ah. One thing I love about this community, that the recitations of the ziyarat, mashallah. Ziyarah upon ziyarah upon ziyarah. My request from the Tabligh community. Somewhere, see, okay, now, I got an idea. I'm mad at the Tabligh committee. They took two lectures. The only way they can make it up is through one thing. Have one of those nights, no, two nights, since you took two. Read Ziyar al-Jami'ah. Az-Ziyar al-Jami'ah, recite it so everyone can recite and understand and know Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Now, by the way, you guys are in trouble, because if you don't do it, you deal with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. I have nothing to do with it. So much guilt on you, huh? No, but seriously, do you understand? Have the people realize and understand what is a Ziyar al-Jami'ah? My God! We get to understand that Ahlul Bayt are the gates to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we know when we pray and we supplicate what to do. Dear brothers and sisters, it's been a great journey. For me at least, because I am learning. Believe me, I'm not teaching anyone here. All this that I'm doing, I'm teaching myself only. It just happens you want to see me and watch me what I'm learning. As simple as that. Don't put me above where I am or below where I am. I am learning myself. I ask of you, whatever good that you found, benefit from it. Whatever that did not make sense, review it and ask about it. And if it doesn't fit, let it go. Dwell on what you know, what you're firm with. We leave the 90% that can be useful and we stick to the 10% that is always controversial. No, move on, take what you can use. Discuss things, read amongst yourselves. Create these circles to read the books. Benefit from one another. Because you'll never achieve as a community if you don't read. If the intellectual capacity is not increased. And always tie yourself with Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman. And talk to the Imam in everything you do. As-salamu alayka ya da'i Allah wa rabbani ya ayatih. See, we talk to the Imam. I want you to give me your undivided attention. I've taken your time tonight, but you know what? Let me burn all my bridges and take all your time. You don't want me to lecture tomorrow? Okay, I won't lecture tomorrow. But listen to this ziyarah to the Imam Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman alayhi salam. What's best to visit the Imam alayhi salam in the birth of his grandfather? As-salamu alayka ya bab Allah wa dayyan deene. Bab Allah. Bab Allah. He is the gate to Allah Azza wa Jal. السلام عليك يا خليفة الله وناصر حقه. The Khalifa on earth. And the one ناصر حق. Meaning he is the one victorious to the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Which Allah has the rights for everything. السلام عليك يا حجة الله ودليل إرادته. السلام عليك يا تالي كتاب الله وترجمانه. تالي كتاب الله He is the one who recites from him. The book of Allah becomes alive and becomes understood. السلام عليك في آناء ليلك وأطراف نهارك. I'm saluting him at every point of his night and his day.
السلام عليك يا بقية الله في أرضه، السلام عليك يا ميثاق الله الذي أخذه ووكده، السلام عليك يا وعد الله الذي ضمنه.
He is the promise of Allah that was guaranteed by Allah.
السلام عليك أيها العلم المنصوب والعلم المصبوب والغوث والرحمة الواسعة وعدا غير مكذوب.
Oh my God, if we just look at this, He is the knowledge, He is the rahmah, He is al-ghawth, He is all of that and more. And now, dear brothers and sisters, look how the Imam teaches us to talk to Him.
السلام عليك حين تقوم. Salutations upon you when you stand. السلام عليك حين تقعد. Salutations upon you when you sit. السلام عليك حين تقرأ وتبين. Salutations upon you when you read and explain. السلام عليك حين تصلي وتقنط. Salutations upon you when you pray and supplicate. السلام عليك حين تركع وتسجد. Salutations upon you when you bow and when you perform سجود. السلام عليك حين تهلل وتكبر. السلام عليك حين تحمد وتستغفر. السلام عليك حين تصبح وتمسي. Salutations upon you when you go to sleep and when you wake up. السلام عليك في الليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى. السلام عليك أيها الإمام المأمون. السلام عليك أيها المقدم المأمول. السلام عليك مولاي. السلام عليك سيدي بجوامع السلام. السلام عليك يا صاحب العصر والزمان. الأمان الأمان الأمان. الغوث الغوث الغوث. العجل العجل يا مولاي. أدركني 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 يا مولاي. Everyone together. يا صاحب العصر والزمان. Again. يا صاحب العصر. Louder. يا صاحب الأمان الأمان الأمان. الغوث الغوث الغوث. أدركنا 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 سيدي ومولاي. يا صاحب العصر والزمان بحق محمد وآل محمد. God. Accept the little that we have offered in the night that passed, Ya Allah. Allahumma, forgive us for every wrong thing we do, every sin that we sinned, Ya Allah. Allahumma, release us from the fire of hell, Ya Allah. You are the most generous, the most giving, Ya Allah. Giving us what we asked will not decrease of what you have, Ya Allah. And we know we are the beggars and you're the giver, Ilahi. وقف السائلون ببابك ولا ذا الفقراء بجنابك ووقفت سفينة المساكين على بحر ساحلي على ساحل بحر جودك وكرمك يرجون الجواز السيدي السيدي يرجون الجواز إلى رحمتك ورأفتك يا الله يا الله يا الله بحق صاحب العصر والزمان accept that we offered and deliver the blessings of what recited to the deceased and to those of us every one of us who sought your mercy بحق محمد وآل محمد